AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. This is day three of trade talks between the U.S. and Mexico in Washington.
Once we finish the negotiations, I'm going to have a conversation with you.
Marcel Ebrard is Mexico's foreign secretary. U.S. and Mexican officials have claimed to be making progress. Mark Short is Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff.
As negotiations continued yesterday, we were more encouraged that they came forward with some of the things that we put on the table Wednesday to say they were open to that. But, Kristen, there's a long way to go still. That's the bottom line.
President Trump has threatened to impose a 5% tariff on Mexico starting Monday if Mexico does not toughen its immigration laws. The government says hiring slowed down last month. 75,000 jobs were added in May. Economist Gus Fauché says there is a lot of uncertainty that has employers asking a lot of questions.
Are businesses concerned about all the trade actions that we're seeing from the Trump administration? And does that mean that they're turning more cautious in their hiring? Do they think that the tariffs are going to start to weigh on sales, and therefore they're cutting back on their hiring, and that can create a self-fulfilling prophecy?
The Federal Reserve has indicated it may cut interest rates if necessary to give the economy a boost. In Detroit, Devin Robinson has been charged with 3 counts of murder. 2 other people have been wounded. Prosecutors think Robinson was targeting gay and lesbian people because they were part of the LGBT community. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says there may be more victims.
40 neighborhood police officers are going to be deployed in teams of 2 across the east side. They are going into every open and abandoned house in the east side over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
The victims were found in a home in Detroit. The top commander of American forces in the Middle East, General Frank McKenzie, says he remains concerned by Iran's potential for aggression and would not rule out asking for more U.S. forces in the region. This is AP Radio News. A brick-and-mortar bookstore is being sold.
Barnes & Noble says it's being acquired by Elliott Management, a hedge fund, for $476 million. At $6.50 per share, that's about a 9% premium on the company's closing stock price Thursday. Elliott bought the British bookseller Waterstones in June of last year. Many have blamed Barnes & Noble for the demise of independent bookstores, but it in turn has been ravaged by Amazon.com and other online competitors. The sale is valued at about $683 million, including debt, and it's targeted to close in the third quarter, if approved by regulators and shareholders. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Hollywood, Denzel Washington received the American Film Institute's Life Achievement Award.
The career is what I'm most proud of. The arc of it, the longevity, the fact that I still have a desire to do it, and you know, you go through all of it, the thick and the thin and the thin and the thick.
Washington is a 2-time Oscar winner. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.